Evidently, I've been influenced in my choice of subjects by the experience of the times in which I lived. It's perfectly clear that somebody who was politicized in the years of the Great Depression in Germany, who then came to England and lived through the experience of, for instance, the hunger marches, you know, the mobilization of the unemployed, developed a certain interest in. I should also add that when I joined the army, I was for quite a time in a unit of, in a working class unit, and to some extent the experience of life of my comrades was something that I learned a good deal from. But effectively I chose my subject in the 1950s largely because of my experience in travelling, as well as in trying to rethinking the political my political orientation. As I try and explain in my autobiography, it came largely out of my discovery of the nature of a good deal of popular politics in Italy in the early 1950s, which got me interested in the politics of people who have not yet acquired the modern vocabulary, syntax, and grammar, if you like, and institutions and means of action of politics, but who of course have their own way of expressing their aspirations, fighting, protesting, attempting to achieve them. And it was this experience I then began to consult friends in Italy, to read material, for instance, Benedetto Croce's study of the Neapolitan politics, you see, the Neapolitan mob, and other matters of this kind that got me interested in this whole business. That's how I came to write these studies on politics. At the same time, I discovered in some ways that this opened a new perspective on my rather conventional view of what the politics, popular politics were, namely the politics of parties, organizations, so on. I believed, obviously, that this was the only good modern way of doing it, and yet one could see that in the minds of a lot of people who lived in the world, they interpreted it in a different way from the one in which I did. And it was this tension, if you like, this confluence of two different traditions, as I once said, in the southern part of Italy, people who lived at the same time in the age of Luther and in the age of Lenin, that fascinated me about this thing. So that's how I got into this, and I've remained quite interested in it since, yes. Particularly in connection of the most primitive form of this kind of thing, which I identified with social banditry. But this, as you know, has been very much debated, controverted, and not necessarily, my thesis not necessarily accepted.